We thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you may hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom. And here it is. War has hit broadcasting on the Pacific Coast. The four radio stations in Spokane, Washington went off the air tonight for an indefinite period on orders from the 2nd Air Force Command at Fort George Wright. The four stations ceased broadcasting at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The order applies to all radio stations in Washington, Oregon, and eastern Idaho. All members of the American consular staff in the international settlement at Shanghai are safe and well. This news comes from the State Department of Washington. But the Japanese have closed the American consulate general. The 24 American consular officers at Shanghai and two other American officials are, at the request of the Japanese, living in the Metropole Hotel. Other members of the staff are permitted to remain in their homes. All is quiet in Hawaii tonight. No bombs since last night's deadly air blitz. This was reported by Governor Joseph B. Poindexter just a few minutes ago over the Trans-Pacific telephone to Washington. The Chinese in America have a scheme to prevent being mistaken for Japanese. The Chinese consul in Los Angeles explained the plan tonight. He said all Chinese will soon wear a lapel button to show their nationality. World War No. 2 tonight eclipsed World War No. 1 in the number of countries involved. 29 countries were in on the party of 25 years ago. But tonight, with the declaration of war by the United States and five Latin American countries, 31 countries are engaged in World War No. 2. Tomorrow, the total is expected to reach 40 when other Latin American countries take a stand against Japan. Now, if any further news develops, this program will be interrupted from the NBC newsroom.
We take you now to the Orpheum Theater in Des Moines, Iowa, where Mars Incorporated, makers of Dr. IQ Candy Bar, presents Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. Presenting Dr. IQ. Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, bring you another half hour of fun with your genial master of wit and information, Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And for your taste enjoyment these crisp December days, we are happy to present the Dr. IQ Candy Bar. This new masterful taste creation is proving a grand treat to young and old alike. And for those of you who wonder just how to handle those healthy appetites of future All-Americans when they return home from school and an afternoon play, we'll find an excellent answer in the Dr. IQ Bar. With its grand taste blend of the finest pure milk chocolate, crisp, tasty roasted peanuts, snowy white nougat, and smooth, creamy caramel, a box of 24 delicious Dr. IQ Bars on your pantry shelf is a perfect way to satisfy the taste desires of hungry youngsters. We know they will enjoy their wholesome, nourishing goodness. And for the answer to your taste question, eat a Dr. IQ candy bar. And now, here is that wise man with a friendly smile and the cash for your correct answers, Dr. IQ. Thank you. Thank you, Alan C. Anthony, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I first want to announce that if there is any news of importance, the program will be interrupted momentarily to bring this news to you. And now, stationed throughout the Orpheum Theater are the gentlemen who will assist me this evening. Each of my assistants carries a portable microphone, which will enable members of the theater audience to remain in their seats while answering the questions I ask from the stage. And now, may I present my assistants. Bill Brown on my right downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bobby Griffin, the center aisle downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Glenn Parker on my left downstairs.
Thank you, Doctor.
Jack Kerrigan, the right balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dick Anderson, center balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
And Jim McCullough in the left balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
Go to our first question of the evening, Bill Brown on my right downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
12 silver dollars for this one. Every American knows of the treacherous attack on our naval base at Pearl Harbor. Now, is Pearl Harbor located on the island of Hawaii, on Molokai, or Aoha?
Hawaii.
On the island of Hawaii? Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it the island of Oahu in Honolulu. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that lady, and two tickets for next week's production here at the Orpheum Theater in Des Moines. The way we go to Bobby Griffin, the center aisle downstairs.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
17 silver dollars to that gentleman for this one. Headlines recently told of American troops embarking for Suriname. Now, what is the better-known name for this country? Suriname.
Dutch Guiana.
All right, Dutch Guiana. 17 silver dollars to that gentleman.
Your name and address, please. Julius Adler, 2423 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to you. Now, Glenn Parker on my left downstairs.
I have a lady, doctor.
19 silver dollars for this one. You heard the comments of the leader of the great democracies concerning the Japanese invasion of the United States and British territories during the course of the day. One of these great leaders referred to it as something that will live in infamy. Who made the historical statement that Japan's unwarranted attack will live in infamy? What leader was it who made that statement?
I'm sorry, Doctor.
Oh, don't you want to try on that? What leader made that statement? Leader of the democracies. 5 seconds, please. Time's almost up.
President Roosevelt!
19 silver dollars to that lady!
Your name and address, please.
This is Clarence Hoskins, Lehigh, Iowa.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. Now, Jack Kerrigan in the right balcony.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
18 silver dollars to that gentleman for this one. Pearl Harbor is one of our great naval bases. Another United States naval base in Alaska is named after one of our allies in the war against Japan. Can you tell me what it is? 5 seconds, please.
Oh, Netherlands?
All right, the Dutch Harbor. The Dutch Harbor, one of our allies in the war against Japan. Also, the Yuma, Alaska. 18 silver dollars to that gentleman.
Your name and address, please.
Marlon Kirkwood, 2206 40th Street, Des Moines, Iowa.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to you. Now, Dick Anderson in the center balcony.
I have a lady, Doctor.
15 silver dollars for this one. A while ago, we mentioned that American troops have moved into Dutch Guiana. Now, they were primarily concerned with safeguarding the supply of a metal important to our national defense. What metal is it?
Manganese.
Oh, I'm sorry, not manganese. That's an awfully good try, though. You want to try again? Five seconds, please, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it bauxite, from which comes much of our aluminum. But a box of 24 Dr. IQ candy bars to that lady, and 2 tickets to next week's production here at the Orpheum Theater in Des Moines. It's Jim McCullough in the left balcony.
I have a lady, Doctor.
18 silver dollars for this one. We will probably soon be hearing important war news from India. India's millions are of many races and speak many languages. Hindustani is the principal language of the country. What language is usually spoken by the Emperor of India? 5 seconds, please. No prompting. Time's almost up, ma'am.
Oh, I'm thinking.
All right, you go right ahead. Go right ahead. The Emperor of India. What language does he most often speak? 5 seconds. I'm sorry. I'll have to call time. I think you find it English. King George VI is the king of England and the emperor of India. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that lady. And tickets to next week's production of the Orpheum. Bill Brown on my right downstairs.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
For tonight's program, the clues for a biographical sketch of a famous personality were sent in by Miss Fern B. Drew. Post Office Box 1374, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The judges could choose only the single entry they felt was presented in the most interesting manner. But since a number of you suggested this same personality to the makers of Dr. IQ Candy, we're going to send a box of the new Dr. IQ Candy Bars to each of the other contestants, sending in a sketch last week before midnight Thursday on the personality chosen for tonight. For using her information, the makers of Dr. IQ Candy Bars are going to send to Miss Fern B. Drew a check for $250. Now, if you can correctly identify the personality I'm describing after the first clue is given, I'll give you $75. Of course, the longer it takes you to identify him, the less your reward. But if your reward decreases, we will add all that you missed to the $250 Miss Drew will receive. Are you ready now for your first clue?
Yes, sir.
$75. Born in Wales, August 15th, 1888, amid the green hills and valleys of this country, his fame was to come, strangely enough, from a far-off land of a completely different nature.
David Lloyd George?
David Lloyd George? No, I'm sorry, but thanks for a good try. $60. While in college at Oxford, he became interested in the architecture of the Crusades. And to study it more thoroughly, he journeyed to the Near East and made a tour through Syria on foot.
Allenby?
Allenby? No, that's an awfully good try. $50. His knowledge of the Arabic language, which he had picked up in his rovings, plus his knowledge of archaeology, made him a valuable member of a British Museum expedition to uncover several lost cities in the Euphrates Valley.
No, I don't know, Doctor.
All right, $40. In 1914, finding himself at 5'3", too small to enlist, he joined the Geographical Division of the British War Office. Then, when Turkey entered the war, he was sent to Cairo as a member of military intelligence because of his knowledge of the Near East. 5 seconds, please, sir.
I just can't get it.
$30. Seeing a golden opportunity to wrest a radio from Turkish rule, he obtained a transfer to that country. There, working with friendly Arab chieftains, he began the career of desert raiding that was to make him world famous.
Could you repeat that last, please?
Working with friendly Arab chieftains, he began the career of desert raiding that was to make him world famous. 5 seconds, please.
Wasn't Wavell.
No, not Wavell. $25. Organizing the scattered tribes of the desert, he ranged up and down the country, dynamiting trains and disrupting Turkish and German communications. 5 seconds, sir.
You got me. I can't.
All right, $20. His fighting forces and espionage work greatly aided General Allenby in the capture of Damascus and the overthrowing of Turkish rule, and his fame reached its height throughout the world.
I can't even get an idea now.
All right, $15. After the war, he preferred to drift into obscurity. He served for a time as a mechanic in the Royal Air Force and spent a period of his time in service in the northwest frontier of India. He died as a result of a motorcycle accident on May 13th, 1935, in England. 5 seconds.
That's the fellow I was trying to think of when I said Allenby, and I still am not any closer than I was now.
Well, here's your last clue. Let's see if you can get it now. $10. His first names were Thomas Edward, and he is often referred to as the uncrowned king of Arabia.
Lawrence.
Lawrence of Arabia. $10 silver to that gentleman.
Your name and address, please.
J.W. Jansen, Hubbard, Iowa.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to you. Consequently, $315 will be sent to Miss Fern B. Drew, Post Office Box 1374, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for sending in the winning sketch on Lawrence of Arabia. A box of the new Dr. IQ candy bars will be sent to each of you, also sending in a sketch on Lawrence of Arabia last week before midnight Thursday. If you would like to enter our biographical contest, simply send in a brief sketch of a famous personality with a picture of the Mars plant from the top of a box of Dr. IQ candy, along with six Dr. IQ candy bar wrappers. The judges select the most interesting entry from which Dr. IQ will formulate the clues and award the winning contestant $250. We will add to the $250 whatever amount the theater contestant fails to win from his $75 award in trying to identify the personality. All entries become the property of Mars Incorporated, and the decision of the judges will be final. Entries must be postmarked not later than midnight Thursday to be eligible for the following broadcast. Address your entries to Dr. IQ, 919 North Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. And now, here is Dr. IQ.
Thank you, Alan. Now, Bobby Griffin in the center aisle downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$15 silver to that lady for this one. Robert Fulton's steamboat was mistakenly referred to as Fulton's Folly. Alaska was erroneously called Stewart's Icebox. What engineering feat was, for a time, jeeringly referred to as Clinton's Ditch? 5 seconds, please. An engineering feat. No prompting, please. Time's almost up.
Oh, all right, too. I think you'll find it's the Erie Canal. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that lady and two tickets to the next week's production here at the Des Moines Theater. Now, Glenn Parker on my left downstairs.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
$18 silver for this one. News of the moment concerns possible trouble in Thailand, or Siam, as it was formerly called. Using this country as an air base within a 1,500-mile distance from its chief city of Bangkok lie three very important British and American outposts. Now, what are these three outposts? 5 seconds, please.
Repeat that, please.
What are the three outposts 1,500-mile distance from the chief city of Bangkok in Siam or Thailand? British and American outposts. 5 seconds.
boy in arms.
No, I'm sorry. I think you'd find it Singapore, Hong Kong, and Manila in the Philippines. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that gentleman, and two tickets for next week's production here at the Orpheum Theater in Des Moines. Jack Kerrigan in the right balcony.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$14 for this one. Our eyes are focused on our forces in the Philippines and the Far East. Can you tell me the name of the commander of the United States Army Forces in the Far East? 5 seconds. No prompting, please.
Mick Allen, or...
Well, that's on the right track. Mac who?
McPherson.
McPherson. Well, that's a very good try. I'm going to give you $5 for that. The correct answer would be, of course, MacArthur, Lieutenant General Douglas MacArthur. But $5 to that lady.
Your name and address, please.
Phyllis Watkins, 9 East Burlington, Iowa City, Iowa.
Thank you, ma'am. Congratulations. Now, Dick Anderson, the center balcony.
I have a Marine, Doctor.
$10 to that Marine for this one. What important possession in the China Sea belonging to England has a connecting aeroplane and naval base for the British and American navies, and if captured or destroyed by Japan, will divide the British and American navies?
Wake Island.
Wake Island? That's, I'm sorry, not in the China Sea. I think you'll find it Singapore. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that Marine and two tickets to next week's production. Here's the Orpheum Theater, Jim McCullough in the left balcony.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
$18 for this one. The vitally important Suez Canal has two well-known towns at the two ends of the canal. Suez lies at the lower end. What town, famed in stories of the East, lies at the Mediterranean end? 5 seconds, please.
I can't get it.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I think you'd find it Port Said. Port Said. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that gentleman, and two tickets to next week's production of the Orpheum Theater. Bill Brown on my right downstairs.
I have a soldier, Doctor.
$14 to that soldier for this one. Colombia, South America, has announced it will cede bases along its coast for the use of the United States government in this emergency. Can you tell me what country of vital military importance to us Colombia borders?
Venezuela.
Venezuela? Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir. I think you'd find it that Panama is the country of most vital military importance bordering on Colombia. Panama. But a box of Dr. IQ candy to that soldier and two tickets to next week's production here at the Orpheum Theater. And once more, we come to the right and wrong portion of the program, in which members of the theater audience will answer yes or no on their tally cards to the 9 right and wrong statements sent in last week by the radio audience. We take pleasure in announcing that 16 persons in the theater audience here marked their tally cards correctly last week. Congratulations. You've each been sent a check in the amount of $6.25 since last week's Mastermind Award was $100. Now I'll give you the correct answers to last week's statements. In just a moment, Mr. Anthony will tell you and the radio audience how you may win $50 to $150. These are the answers to last week's statements. The Confederate Army of Northern Virginia did fight the first important battle and witnessed the end of the war on the same man's property. The Whippoorwill and the Will-o'-the-Wisp are not two names for the same bird. The Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. was a gift to the nation by an Englishman named Smithson, not by the descendants of Captain John Smith. In ancient mythology, Venus and Aphrodite were one the same, not mother and daughter. James Fenimore Cooper's Leather Stocking Tales are written about frontier fighting, the French and Indian War period, not the War of 1812. The quality of cork does improve with each successive stripping from the tree. The phrase to, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, is from the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution. The phrase rule of thumb means applying your own judgment, not scientific principles, to the solution of a problem. And Patrick Henry's famous give me liberty or give me death speech did precede Paul Revere's ride. Now, those of you in the radio audience who would like to win $50 to $150 by furnishing the right and wrong statements, which the theater audience will answer next week, may hear the rules if you will listen carefully.
You may win $50 to $150 by furnishing the 9 statements to be answered yes or no by the theater audience next week. Just send in as many sets of 3 statements as you wish, but accompany each set with a Dr. IQ candy bar wrapper. The judges will select 3 sets of 3 statements each, awarding $50 for each 3 statements. The winners will be announced Monday night, and your check will be mailed by that time.
All entries become the property of Mars Incorporated, and the decision of the judges will be final. Entries to be used next Monday night must be postmarked not later than midnight Thursday. Address your entries to Dr. IQ, 919 North Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. And now again, here is Dr. IQ.
Thank you, Alan C. Anthony. The contestant sending the winning sets of right and wrong statements selected for tonight's program are Mr. M.A. Norman of 5109 6th Avenue, Los Angeles, California, Mr. Lloyd Ira Miller of 1031 North 21st Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mr. E.A. Berger of Adel, Iowa. Congratulations. The makers of Dr. IQ candy bars have mailed each of you a check in the amount of $50, and here are the statements. I shall repeat each statement. Number one, the Klondike region was the scene of Alaska's famous gold rush. The Klondike region was the scene of Alaska's famous gold rush. Number two, in the movie studios, a grip man is the runner who carries raw film stock to the laboratory for processing. In the movie studios, a grip man is the runner who carries raw film stock to the laboratory for processing. Number three, first-class mail will be forwarded only three times by our postal department to new addresses before returning it to the sender. First-class mail will be forwarded only three times by the postal department to new addresses before returning it to the sender. Number four, isoscope is the correct name for an airplane wind de-icer. Isoscope is the correct name for an airplane wing de-icer. Number five, the United States Navy is divided into four fleets. The United States Navy is divided into four fleets. Number six, in baseball, seven strikeouts are possible in one inning. In baseball, seven strikeouts are possible in one inning. Number seven, hand grenades were first used in warfare in the 19th century. Hand grenades were first used in warfare in the 19th century. Number eight, prior to the establishment of the Naval Academy at Annapolis, midshipmen received their training at West Point. Prior to the establishment of the Naval Academy at Annapolis, midshipmen received their training at West Point. And the last one, number nine, on war vessels, a barbette is a device for locating and determining the proximity of mines. On war vessels, a barbette is a device for locating and determining the proximity of mines. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly pass your tally cards toward the center aisles as quickly and quietly as possible in order that we may continue with the regular portion of our program as rapidly as possible. Bobby Griffin in the center aisle downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
President Roosevelt is often referred to as FDR. Now, if this practice had been followed in other years, what presidents would have been referred to by the following initials? $5 for each one you get, and $17 for all three. The first president is W.H.H.
William Howard Taft.
William Howard Taft, W.H.H. Oh. I'm sorry, I think you'd find that William Henry Harrison. But let's try the second one. How about J.Q.A.?
John Quincy Adams.
That's very good. Now, how about T.W.W.? T.W.W. would be Thomas Woodrow Wilson. But you got one of them, so $5 to that lady.
Your name and address, please.
This is Russell Lockwood, 1310 16.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. Now, Glenn Parker on my left downstairs.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$14 for this one. On the back of our dollar bills is a picture of a pyramid. Across the base of the pyramid, in Roman numerals, is a date important in American history. What is that date?
1776.
$14 to that lady.
Your name and address, please.
Mrs. Harold Henninger, Webster City, Iowa.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. Now, Jack Kerrigan in the right balcony.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$22 for this one. Now, more than ever before, the importance of the ABCD powers in the Pacific is realized by all of us. What countries are represented by the ABCD powers? $5 for each, $22 for all four. The ABCD powers.
The United States.
All right, America.
England.
Britain, that's very good. What's the
Russia.
The C, what is the C? The C and D now.
China.
All right, China, and D is... The D is what? 5 seconds, please. Time's almost up. I'm sorry the time's up. I think you'll find that last one is Dutch. But you got three of them, so $15 to that lady.
Your name and address, please.
Mildred Holland. 2921 Brattleboro, Des Moines.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. And now we go to Dick Anderson in the center balcony.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
What's more, we have that little monument to memory of the Thought Twister, which I'll say one time and one time only. If you can repeat it exactly as I say it, $35 will be yours. Here's the Thought Twister. The sailor looks swell, said Bell to Nell. The sailor does look swell, Bell, to her, said Nell.
The sailor looks swell, said Bell to Nell. The sailor does look swell, Bell, to her, said Nell.
$35 to that gentleman!
Your name and address, please.
James Higgins, State Center, Iowa.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations to you. And you are the 25th winner of the Thought Twister, the member of the most exclusive club of America. Gold engraved tin is yours and 35 silver dollars. And now, time's up. Here's Alan C. Anthony.
And so we bring to a close another half hour of fun with Dr. IQ, the mental banker, and invite you to tune in next Monday night at the same time. And for the week ahead, when you plan to enjoy these December days, increase that enjoyment by stopping at your favorite candy counter to get a Dr. IQ candy bar. As you open the crisp wrapper, you will discover the tantalizing scent of its delicious chocolate covering. And with the first exciting bite, you will thrill to the luscious blend of this pure milk chocolate, crisp, tasty roasted peanuts, snowy white nougat, and smooth, creamy caramel. From the first delicious bite to the last lingering taste in your mouth, you will find the Dr. IQ bar a grand addition to your enjoyment of these crisp days. For the answer to your taste question, eat a Dr. IQ candy bar. The Dr. IQ program, sponsored by Mars Incorporated, makers of the Dr. IQ candy bar, will be heard next Monday night at the same time and over these same stations. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we close tonight, Dr. IQ has a special message for you. And here is Dr. IQ.
Every Monday at this time, this program has been broadcast over station KGU Honolulu at the same time. It has been broadcast over the other stations on this vast NBC Red Network. Now, to our listeners throughout the Hawaiian Islands, we bring this special direct salutation. To you, our fellow citizens in Hawaii, and to you, the members of our Army and Navy in the Pacific, and in all other places reached by this broadcast, as an expression of the millions of Americans at their radios throughout the United States, the thousands of American citizens here in the theater are now going to join voices in one great chorus and sing the national anthem to convey to you the spirit with which all Americans everywhere stand united behind you.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.